This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey. Despite threats from China, United States House Speaker Nancy Pelosi has arrived in Taiwan on the highest level U.S. visit in 25 years. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
Shortly after stepping off an Air Force plane in Taipei, Pelosi issued a statement saying her visit honors America's commitment to backing the self-ruled island's vibrant democracy. China claims Taiwan as its territory and sees visits by foreign officials as recognition of the island's sovereignty, warning Pelosi against visiting. Both she and the Biden administration say her arrival does not signal any shift in U.S. policy toward Taiwan. But Beijing's accusing Washington of a betrayal and says it will conduct targeted military operations to safeguard national sovereignty. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Yemen's warring parties agreed to extend a four-month-long truce for a further 2 months just hours before it was due to expire, the United Nations announced Tuesday. Yemen has been gripped by conflict since the Iran-backed Houthi rebels took control of the capital Sana'a in 2014, triggering a Saudi-led military intervention in support of the beleaguered government the following year. But a truce came into effect on April 2nd and was renewed from June 4th, providing a rare respite from violence for much of the country and alleviating some of the suffering. The latest extension will run from August 2nd to October 2nd. Hundreds of thousands have died directly from fighting as well as indirectly, and millions have been displaced in what the UN calls the world's worst humanitarian crisis. This is VOA News. Hundreds of evacuees have left Ukraine's Donetsk region days after the Ukrainian government issued an order to evacuate as soon as possible. Continued fighting in the region and potential shortages of heating, electricity, and water have authorities worried that the cold weather this fall and winter could make a bad situation even worse. Yet while many are following the order to leave, others in Ukraine say they have nowhere else to go and are willing to take responsibility for their own lives regardless of the cost. The Ukrainian president warned the more people leave the Donetsk region now, quote, the fewer people the Russian army will have time to kill. The U.S. Justice Department on Tuesday filed a lawsuit that challenges the state of Idaho's restrictive abortion law, arguing it would criminalize doctors who provide medically necessary treatment that is protected under federal law. The federal government brought the suit seeking to invalidate the state's, quote, criminal prohibition on providing abortions as applied to women suffering medical emergencies, U.S. Attorney General Merrick Garland said.
When a hospital determines that an abortion is the medical treatment necessary to stabilize a patient's emergency medical condition, it is required by federal law to provide that treatment.
The announcement is the first major action by the Justice Department challenging a state trigger law since the U.S. Supreme Court overturned Roe v. Wade in June, the nearly 50-year constitutional right to the procedure. Prosecutors have charged a man with intending to injure or alarm Britain's queen after he was arrested at Windsor Castle on Christmas Day 2021. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
Jaswant Singh Chahal, who's 20, has been charged under the Treason Act after allegedly being caught with a crossbow in the palace grounds. An official says Chahal, who's from the south coast city of Southampton, had discharged or aimed firearms with intent to injure or alarm Her Majesty. This is an offence under 1842's Treason Act. He's also been charged with threats to kill and possession of an offensive weapon. Chahal's in custody and will appear before a court on August 17. Charles de Ledesma, London.
Recapping our top story, U.S. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi has arrived in Taiwan. She is the highest-ranking American official in 25 years to visit the self-ruled island claimed by China, which quickly announced it would conduct military maneuvers in retaliation for her presence. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.